What are the common issues that come up in university counseling?
It's been pretty consistent over the years that students come in for concerns about mental health when they're starting to impact their academic performance. So stress, of course, is one of the number one reasons. And then depression, anxiety, and relationships.
Well, I was going to ask, and I think you kind of answered that, has it changed over the years?
What has changed is that students are more willing to come into counseling than ever before. More students are entering college with a history of mental health issues and maybe counseling services, and so they're coming in expecting that.
Has FIU seen an increase in demand for counseling appointments?
Yes, we have. We have. What's happening over the past few years, like more recently, maybe the last couple of years, is that counseling centers are finding themselves spending more time dealing with students in crisis or who have a more urgent problem. And so you put your resources in dealing with the students in crisis and you have fewer resources to deal with those kinds of reactive depressions, kind of normal depressions that people experience throughout their lifestyle. So what we're doing is we're adding more group therapy programs because we do see themes and we do see many students coming in with the same issues. And we've also been using an online program that's a therapy assisted online. So it's forcing the counseling centers to really be innovative and to try different modes of treatment and different ways to see as many students as possible.
Yet there was a higher demand, even though there's a lot more ways to get access to help.
I think most people, we think counseling is one-to-one. You're in an office and you're talking with this counselor, this therapist, and it's you, and maybe if it's couples counseling, it's you and your partner or family counseling. Students are more aware of apps, you know, so that's something that they're already hooked into, and sometimes they'll even recommend apps to us to look at. But they're not as prepared for the group therapy, and the online is something very new. And so they're coming in with the expectation of the one-on-one therapy. Some of our therapists are saying they think that students really miss that connection because we're so online and we're so technology-based in how we interact and communicate that they think students really enjoy that one-to-one time with a therapist and that focus on you and how we can really help you to grow and develop.
What do you find are the differences between students in South Florida and those in other universities?
The kind of diversity that we have with Latin and South America, with the Caribbean, is fairly unique. So when you're talking about attitudes toward mental health and seeking help, in addition to the general kinds of stigma, you also have the cultural impact of, you know, what does your culture say about mental health? What does your culture believe about people going to doctors and going to hospitals? So that's probably the largest difference, is our diversity nationally and within the state of Florida.
FIU is mainly a commuter school at the moment.
Yeah.
So a lot of the issues facing FIU students, I can imagine, would be more family oriented because they're still at home, a lot of them.
Many times we have first generation students and the families are expecting a lot of them at home and in the community. And you have all these new pressures on, you know, as being part of college, the academic pressures and the classes and things like that. So it's that transition can be more difficult for students if the family is not supportive and actually has expectations that you'll be home and you'll be participating with the family just like you did in the past.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.